This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Wyatt Orm. This week, Aspen City Council gave the go-ahead on two private leases on public land at Cozy Point Ranch. Aspen Tree, a local agriculture and education operation, will lease 14 acres, and Cozy Point Equestrian Facility will continue to operate on 27 acres. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy is here to talk details. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Wyatt.
So what's the plan for these new leases?
Well, the equestrian operation will be much the same. They board horses and have other equestrian programming, including the high school equestrian team, but there will be growth and change on the agriculture side. Aspen Tree operates now at Cozy Point Ranch on just a half an acre, and Ed Invardi, who heads up Aspen Tree, calls it a farm park. So they have farm animals, education programs, they sell eggs and other products at local farmers markets, and they host a really popular community dinner around Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So all of that's going to continue, but it will grow. The new lease is for 14 acres, and Vardy has big plans for sustainable agriculture and education. He plans to expand the food production, and perhaps the biggest change is that they want to build a $5 million facility called the Farm Center. That's going to include a classroom, a community commercial kitchen for kind of local food startups, and also a store for local foods. So Aspen Tree is in the process of raising money right now for that facility. And as Vardy pointed out to council, all of this is a significant investment for them in the property.
So Aspen Tree will add all this infrastructure, but it's public property. So what are the terms of the lease?
It's essentially a 20-year lease, and that's framed as a 10-year lease with 2 5-year extensions. So basically after 10 years, Vardy can opt out if he wants to. And if he does stay after 15 years, both Vardy and the city can agree to extend or to go another direction. And this may sound like a long time, but Vardy was actually asking council for more guarantees that he'll be able to operate long term. He says it takes at least 15 years to see a return on the investments that he put in, not just that $5 million farm center, but also it takes time to regenerate the soil for things like fruit trees to become established and for a healthy ecosystem.
Huh.
So Vardy asked council to actually revisit the lease and give some other options, and they weren't supportive of extending the lease beyond the kind of 20-year period.
Okay, so what was the mood like at the council meeting?
Vardy has tons of support from the community. The council chambers were packed with parents and kids who use and love Aspen Tree now and want to see it grow. And council showed support as well, though Mayor Steve Skadron did raise a philosophical question asking if these type of leases represent the commercialization of public lands. He actually said his concern is not that Aspen Tree will not be successful, but that it will be too successful, that it will grow too quickly, and asked if this kind of thing means that the city's open space is essentially being privatized. And this is not the only open space property in the valley that's being used for agricultural purposes. Pitkin County has several open space properties with agricultural leases as well. So this question of what we do with our open spaces is something the community will certainly have to continue to wrestle with. For now, council advise staff to move forward with these leases, and it will be back in front of council in February.
All right. Thank you, Elizabeth.
You bet.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.